Hey guys, I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast, where we go behind the scenes of the challenge, spies, lies, and allies.
This week, we are joined by the newest challenge champ, Casey Clark.
And we're going to talk about this brutal final, what her plans are for that prize money, and what it was like working with Nani until she was forced to send her home.
All right, let's get started. Oh, cool. Guess what time it is, Tori?
No.
Now that you've participated in the second half of the final, It is time for you to do our final time bomb.
I don't want to do it.
Well, you have 37 seconds, sis, and you pressured me last week, so.
All right, well, I'm holding in a fart, so I'm going to use that energy to get all this time bomb out. Let's go.
I fucking hate it. 3, 2, 1.
Why? All right, this is the final time bomb, and you know what we're starting out as cells. That's right, purple and orange cell. I'm with CT, Devin, and Emmy. We have orange cell, which is Nelson, Kyle, and Casey, and Nani. I think I said that right. The first checkpoint is untangle the cage with a rope. That was a lot of rope. I didn't like to see it. We all got rope on our hands. After we did that, we had to go swim. We had to decode a code. Then we had to untangle the rope, come back, get the torpedo. I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, carry the torpedo. That's what we had to do. We had to carry a torpedo up a mountain. It was really hard. What you don't see is there's quads in front of us blowing dust into our face while they're filming us. We were eating dirt while carrying a torpedo. Never done it before. I don't advise doing it. Then we had to push this huge ball down. A bunch of supplies were in the ball. People don't really see that. Those were our overnight supplies. We bring it all the way up. We go sleep in a cave. I shit on a rock. I put 2 stones down, and I made a toilet. Okay. All right. I'll tell you more about that toilet later.
I made a toilet. I took a shit. 2 rocks. Toilet.
No, listen, really. Okay, let's get into the beginning of this. Comb through it before we have Casey on. But I need to tell you about the rock shit.
Yeah, we'll comb through it. Let's get to combing.
Shall we start with the beginning? It's when we find out that me, CT, Devin, and Emmy are on purple diamond cell. And Nelson, Kyle, and Casey are on the orange diamond cell. And he said, yes. What did you think looking at the lineup of teams? What was your initial thought?
I mean,
thought?
Your team was great.
Yeah.
I think both teams were great.
Yeah. Both teams are great.
They had everybody had their strengths and weaknesses.
Absolutely.
So I think that but I just, when I see CT, I just think, shit.
Yeah, you do,
you
don't
know?
You?
Yeah.
You do, don't
Not
you?
Not maybe 2 rocks, but I definitely think, oh boy, this man is incredible. So.
Yeah.
You know, he just sees things in a special way, so.
Yeah, he's magnificent, really. It was an honor to be on his team. So we get up to those torpedoes, and I like to believe that our torpedo was a little bit more tangled. I'm not going to say that that's true, because obviously I was delusional and in the middle of a final, and I could very well be blaming the fact that we were behind on the untangling on the fact that I believe there was more rope. But whatever, it doesn't matter. Orange gets the lead, and Nelson, Kyle, and Casey, and Nani are busting it. With this torpedo. I mean, bam, talk about torpedo bust. You know what I mean?
I can't deal with you.
Okay, sorry. But they were carrying it so fast.
Yeah, well, they had experience from last season.
What was last season?
On Free Agents, we had to carry that really weird cylindrical thing.
Okay.
And then on All-Stars, we had to do it's fucking awful. It's the worst thing. I watched it and I was like, I'm glad I'm not there.
It was very heavy. It was very, very heavy. You actually had the option to carry it with the chain if you wanted to, but the chain weighed it down so much. It was a very heavy chain. We were like, absolutely not. We're taking it off. So as you can see, like, we're struggling with ours, and height makes a difference when you're carrying
something
like this.
Of course it does.
CT's a lot taller. Devin's a little shorter. And then you have me and Emmy that are the same size. A lot of the weight was being put onto Devin.
Goes on the people that are shorter, of course.
Yeah, a lot of the weight was being put onto Devin. So that's why he was really struggling with that. I don't even want to say that it's like, oh, Devin couldn't do it. No, he had a lot of the weight. And that's why we initially.
It really is how it is. If you are in the back or the front and you are shorter, significantly shorter than the first person, you will get the majority of the weight on you.
Right. And Nelson had a lot of it on him. Nelson is just a powerhouse. Like
he just goes into psycho. That's like a no thinking, just doing mode.
And that's exactly where Nelson thrives. He's a workhorse. If you ever want somebody on your team who's never going to stop moving, it's Nelson. He is incredible. And Devin has his strengths too, but this isn't necessarily one of them. Not only that, it was very difficult. So we had to adjust in the middle of the torpedo. Me and Emmy took the back because we were closer to the same size. And then CT took the front, and then Devin was right behind him. So we had to redo our strategy mid-carry because obviously what we were doing wasn't right. And that is where Orange Cell gets this huge lead, and they are working on this puzzle, which you see is not their strength.
Right. So that's where I think things get a little interesting is just, you know, knowing shapes. That's one thing. And then making them. And
I got to say this for Nelson. I think he clearly was trying to solve it.
I think he was trying to do anything that he could do.
Yeah. And I think that he was trying to almost outsmart the puzzle. I think he was like, oh, maybe this is considered a square, you know? So I think that he was trying to outsmart the puzzle. I think like he thought it was more of a riddle than a puzzle. You know what I mean?
Like there was like a twist. It.
Yeah. Right. Because it was really difficult. So obviously our team pulls up a little bit after, probably like a minute or two after, I'd like to say. Maybe 3 minutes, actually.
It seemed like a long time.
It did seem like a long time, but I think.
But I know how it goes.
Yeah, it could have been 3 minutes, maybe something like that.
All you do is just point CT in the direction of the puzzle.
Yeah, well, we didn't get it right. We tried it a first few times, and we got it wrong, and we had to reset it. Every single time you moved your pieces and you checked, you had to move it back. So it was a lot of moving going around.
Right.
And the first couple times we did it, we got it wrong. But then it did click in CT's mind. He was able to, like, see it, and then we got it, and then we were out. You know the deal. Destroy the puzzle. Keep it moving.
And then you get your balls.
Then we get our
and what's crazy balls. Is like these are things that we've seen in challenges before. Remember when they were inside of it?
Yeah,
last season.
Yeah,
so it's crazy how they can be like kind of interchangeable. I mean, we've been pushing balls since 2001, 2002. So you know, it could be like a recurring theme, just pushing balls.
Yeah, and these balls had our camp gear in them, so they were moving all around. And it's funny because we were actually pushing our ball so hard that you don't see our door pops off the cage. That's why at the very end, I'm crossing the finish line with the cage in my hand and a bag in my hand. You don't see it. But yeah, that's why only CT and Devin were moving the ball, because I was holding the cage in the bag, which was also very heavy.
So when you guys got there first, did you think, okay, well, we're safe?
Well, we knew that we had a stop and a break. So it was just like, don't think, just breathe and recover, because it was a long day of, you know, you saw us trek up that hill after we did that swim. You saw us swim on those sea bobs. All of this was the same day.
Yeah.
So this was from the morning. So this was a very long day. We were exhausted by the time we got to that last checkpoint. And then obviously we see that Nelson pushes the ball off, and then they're struggling with their ball. So I am excited to talk to Casey in a little bit when she comes on, because I want to know what the fuck went down over there.
I mean, he pushed it right off the grid.
Yeah. Yeah. But then obviously, you know, the game continues, and then we wake up to that terrible elimination morning. And I just remember like thinking, this is just you don't understand, unless you've done a final and you understand how exhausting it is. You don't understand what it's like.
Did you get breakfast? Have to say,
in our camp bags, we got cans of fruit and beef and stuff. So we were just eating canned beef. I think maybe it might have been cat food, but I didn't care. It was just eat it and go.
You had to eat it. Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you about my rock poop. Listen, I didn't even come up with this. It was Nelson's idea. So if you're ever in a cave, hear me out, guys.
And next time you're in the cave, in the Dave cave.
We were in a Dave cave. And you need to take a poopy. You get a few rocks. You stack them high so that they almost sit under your sitz bones under your butt. And you create the hole in the middle. And so we did that over like the ledge of the rock. So it was like you just shit right off the rock, but you had a little toilet to sit on.
Yeah, when I did the final, it was just a squat and just please don't fall over.
Right, yeah. Which would have worked too, but Nelson came up with that. So hey,
we had
might
no
not
rocks,
be that. He might
we
not be the best at puzzles, but he is
but
great,
he's great at making toilets.
Great at making toilets. Thank you for that one, Nelson. That was clutch.
Rocklets.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you shared that with us, Tori. Guys, if you ever need any outdoor information, Tori's there. She can build you a labyrinth. She can also tell you where to poop.
I can also give you my friends and my colleagues' phone number, Camper Nelly T.
Not Camper Nelly T.
Camper Nelly T.
Cave Master Nelly T. I love it.
Yeah, he's incredible.
So after you shit, probably don't wipe.
No, you do. We got toilet paper.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God you did something.
Yeah. We come down the hill in the morning and then we see TJ there and we saw that ramp and we knew what the fuck was going to happen because we remembered that ramp from the elimination that Coryell went to, the one that Coryell dominated. Mm-hmm. I mean, Michelle did too. But when they went against Michaela and Renan, so we're like, shit, it's going to happen again. And knowing that our team won in the beginning, it was like looking over and seeing Nani and Casey, knowing they were going to have to face off against each other. And then also Kyle and Nelson. It was just like disheartening, you know, so sad. I was crying watching it because you get so close to these people. You sleep in caves with them. You shit on rocks with them. And then all of a sudden you have to watch one of your friends go home. And like, even though you're competing against each other, this is a very one in a lifetime experience. Every final is very different with different people. And they're very unique. And so it was really hard to watch. And yeah, it was really sad. So I'm also excited that we have Casey on to really dive into that because
it's a lot. Finals really bring people closer together because you all suffer equally.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. You are all together and you're suffering. And no one else will understand that. So, yeah. I mean, you can understand it in like a generalized final kind of way, but like each final is like very specific to the people that are in it. So
yeah,
I would like to hear what she has to say and congratulate her on her win and see what she got me for Hanukkah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like, and after they did that, obviously we had the last leg of the race. She gets to pick CT. Kyle gets to pick me. Devin and Emmy are together. What a squad. We called them the blueberry plum team because Emmy calls Devin her plum because she says he looks like a plum, which is fucking incredible. So they were you know, by far the unsung hero of the shows because I absolutely love them as a team. But that was an incredibly hard climb. We were so close to winning. Casey and CT deserved it. They came out on top.
But Devin with the fucking memorization skills.
Oh, for sure. We got to give him play of the day.
Yeah.
Play of the day goes to Devin with the memorization skills.
The dirtiest deed is you shitting on rocks.
Yeah. Dirtiest deed is me shitting on rocks. Devin's play of the day. But let's talk to the champ herself. Let's invite Casey Clark on, the newly crowned champ, after this short break, guys. Stay tuned. All right, guys, well, it's our favorite part of the episode where we get to interview somebody super special. This person has been to a final on every season she's ever been on. She is now officially a challenge champ, the one and only Casey Clark. What's up, Casey?
Oh, man, what is up? I'm so excited to be here with you guys. Thanks for having me. And yeah, what a season.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you're a champion. I mean, last season, we see you go out, and it was so painful to watch that in the final when we knew that your odds were great in it. And then you have this rehab, and I know you and I talked about it, and I'm like, just take it easy. And I know you're stubborn. And you were in PT, and you were working so hard. And then you come back, and look at you now.
Yeah, you know what? I was mind blown. My doctor said, because I literally came back to filming after four months. After having surgery, my doctor said, hey, at the bare minimum, you need at least 4 or 5 months before you go and be cleared to do the show. And because I'm not fully healed, you know, I'm still not 100%. For my injury, it takes about 2 years to be 100%. Both my, you know, everything's just, it's just not how it was before. But I was so determined in my head because after going through this injury, last in double agents, I was so devastated. I was like, you got to be kidding me. And so after I got surgery, I did everything in my power. I'm telling you, I looked up people. I was looking at YouTube videos. There's not a lot of people with the injury. I was taking collagen powder. I was doing red light therapy. I was taking magnesium. I was doing every little thing in my power to get better. And for, even though I was in pain, to do a little bit of PT every single day. Cause I was like, I have to win this next season.
Wow.
And I just did everything in me to just, to get better.
It's so
well inspiring. It worked.
Yeah,
it worked. And I feel like maybe you should charge people charge them and let them know, like, hey,
how to come back.
If I did it, you could do it too. Do you want to be a challenge champ in your own right, whether it be at home or whatever you're trying to do? And this is what you do. And then after every challenge,
what I've learned, it's mental. It really is, because you know, it's just it's it is devastating. You're like, damn, am I ever going to be able to do what I was doing before? But mm-hmm. when you're just determined, you're like, no, I'm going to freaking do it. I mean, my physical therapist, my doctor, they were just so amazed on like how quickly my body bounced, how my body reacted, how, and it was just like, it's just more mental, you know, you people either just check out and just say, oh damn, there's nothing else I can do. Or you're like, no, F that, I'm gonna do whatever it takes. So I'm just grateful for my body and just being able to just, and this whole season, I'm sure Tori, you saw every morning I was icing my knees.
Yeah.
Every morning I was icing my knees. Yeah. I was, you know, trying to stretch, trying to doing a lot of rehab still in the house, just to make sure that my body was able. I brought that massage gun everywhere with me on the bus in the morning.
Yeah.
And so I just did everything in my power just to make it a point. My season, I made it a point this season to just focus on my rehab, still doing PT, you know, and it just worked out.
It was so inspiring, dude. And then like to on your third challenge, I still can't get over it. I really think that, and I was just on a podcast the other day and somebody asked me like, who do you think the greatest girls of all time are? I had you up there. I'm like, Casey's been for real. Like you're like new school, definitely one of the greatest to ever do it. You've been on every final in every season you've ever been a part of. And now after that huge injury, you take home the win and you have that spot where you're like sitting in the safe and you're like, yeah, it hasn't even hit in yet or kicked in yet. So I'm like, has it kicked in? Like, what does it feel like?
You know what? When it was the weirdest feeling. So my first season, when I got second place for the girls and Jenny won and I crossed the finish line, I was so emotional. I was crying. I was just, I was so close. I was crying. But when I crossed the finish line for this season, I was in shock. I couldn't even cry. I couldn't even, it was the weirdest thing. Mm-hmm. It just didn't hit me. And it's still surreal. You know, I honestly don't think about it too much, but you know, so it's just surreal. And I'm just proud that I was able to go through that because I mean, the same way we were running down that hill is the exact same way I hurt myself. And you know, you can't help but have that thought, you know, have that thought of like falling again and just, you know, I was like, damn, if I fall, it's over. But the mind's powerful.
It's so scary. Sure. I know. I watched, I'm like, don't fall. This would really suck. I
busted my ass up there. My ass. I actually still have plantar fasciitis because of that.
Like,
and honestly, listening to you and like seeing you come back, I'm like, all right, if fucking plantar fasciitis, if that's all I got, then I can definitely come back from this stupid little thing.
Let them rub out your plantar.
But still, it's hard. But
rub out the plantar.
But you know, talking.
I mean, that's what they do.
Yeah. Talking about how, you know, that feeling didn't really hit, you still kind of feel like, you know, it's unreal. Do you think that when that check hits, do you think it's going to feel real then?
She's been on a lot of vacations recently, so it may have already hit.
Hold on, about that. Everyone thinks that, you know, we don't get paid till later. You're like, oh yeah, she won. I'm like, hold on, guys. I have money.
No, it's from that.
Not have money. Yeah, so it's just so funny because people think they know. But yeah, you know what? I think, it'll hit. But it's more about the money. You know, honestly, it's like the just winning, you know, because, you know, what I went through my first season, second place, $0. Mm-hmm. You know, my second season, I, you know, make it to the final. I have an injury. Third season, you know, I'm able to pull through. And it's more for that, just being able to know what I'm capable of doing and to be able to know that I can push myself and, you know, endure all that went on and to be able to just finish strong. And I'm just like, for me, it's just, honestly, it's just winning. I love winning. I'm super competitive.
You're not competitive.
So
don't argue with Casey Clark because she's competitive that way too.
The money's cool. So grateful. It's just, I'm just so proud. I tell Nani all the time too. It's just so crazy how, you know, your body and just how, you know, how far you're able to just push yourself.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and you went through a lot in the final. I mean, you got to run with your babe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you guys were each other's biggest fans. It was really emotional to watch. Like, how did you feel in that moment where you're like, damn, I have to go against the person who I wanted to cross the finish line with?
Yeah, you know what? It's the weirdest thing. I've never dealt with anything, any kind of scenario like this in my life. You know, I'm super competitive and playing sports when I was younger, but never have I ever went against my opponent and, you know, like not wanted to try. Like I even said, I told her, I was like, I'm okay. Like, I want you to win. I was like, I already won Big Brother. I'm okay. I want you to win. And it was just like, at that point when we were literally sitting back to back, I still did not know in my head. I just wanted to just lay down and just let her take it. You know, it was the hardest. It was just the weirdest thing. It's just hard to explain, but it's very emotional. And, you know, watching back, I was just like, damn, you know, you're going against someone that you care about, that you love. And, you know, sometimes people can just be like, oh, it's just a game, but you cannot say it's just a game. If this has been our life for, you know, what, 2.5 months, you know, this is all we're thinking about. We're so invested, and it's just, you know, nothing else. What's going on in the outside world. And it was just so emotional. Yeah, dude, it was emotional. I just couldn't believe it. Yeah. I honestly, very, very last split second where I'm like, you know what? I'm okay with not winning. Like you go ahead and finish this off. Cause I know she has a good chance as well. It was just weird. It was weird, but
The hardest thing to watch. I mean, yeah. I felt like I was watching the Hunger Games. Honestly, I'm like, this shit is fucking sick. Like this, cause you know, you don't die. Obviously it's a little extreme, but you get deactivated and like, you know, you work so hard to get to this point and you guys had been literally probably the best allies in the game. You two had each other's back from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it did seem like there was sort of an agreement that you both came to that you like didn't want to like go too hard, because how could you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh no. There's no, yeah. It's literally we're sitting there and I'm like, just go hard. Like I want you to just go, but you know, she didn't want to go hard. I didn't want to go hard.
Yeah.
And then if we could, we would just be sitting there, stand still, you know, we could have just been sitting there. And it was just hard. And after all, it was all said and done. And after she left, there was a part of me where I was like angry. I was pissed off. I was like, how the hell did this happen? Mm-hmm. I'm going to finish this damn thing. And I don't give a damn what happens, but I'm not going to quit. I'm going to push till I can't push anymore. Cause I was like angry. I was kind of just like pissed off. Like, how did it get to this point?
Yeah.
Why is it that we had to go against each other? And, and then it happened. And then I was like, you know what? I just got to push forward. But all I know is I'm going to fucking smash this thing. Yeah. I cannot, you know?
Yeah. I think it was awesome for the viewers too. I mean, even for me, cause I'm a viewer now, that seeing how vulnerable and like watching Nani grow over the years and then watching you, like, you're not that emotional. I mean, you are, but you don't really show it, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's awesome and it makes you more relatable. And I think there was something really human in that moment of both of you just like, oh, I did it. Oh my God, it's my baby. And I know how that feels, not in a romantic sense, but like, no, you never want to go against the person you care about and that you trust. But like, I think it was awesome that you could open up and be that vulnerable and then still go on to dominate. I would have been on rock sobbing. You would have, TJ would have been like, bitch, you're deactivated too. I can't just do it.
You know what? I am an emotional person though. I control my emotions very, very well.
You really do. You really fucking do.
But I feel like with her, you know, with that, and just, it's just a whole nother level. And it's just hard to even just hold it in. Like, you know, we had to
do the, she opened you up. I loved it.
Yeah. You know, and watching it back, I'm like, damn. Nani's just amazing. You know, she's just amazing and she just has such a good heart. And I'm so glad that she was just to, you know, be able to just open up and, you know, about her, you know, and how she, you know, and who she loves and the kind of person, the person that she is. And it just meant a lot. It's just so inspiring to see that, right? Because it's like she felt like she just always had to hide stuff and then just be able to just come out. It was just.
Yeah. I mean, you two together are magnetic. Like, you two, when you're together, it's just, like, you bring each other to life. And, like, everyone can see that around you. I mean, it's beautiful that you guys just moved in together, you know?
Because
I know right now, like, nobody can see this. The viewers don't know because they don't have video. But right now, you're sitting in a pretty empty room right now. So are you going to be, you know, after this check comes in, obviously it hasn't cashed yet, are you going to be spending that on you and your future with Nani?
Of course.
Yeah.
I said, babe, yes, I'm going to buy you all the Lunchables. I'm going to buy you all the hot Cheetos that you want. And that's it.
Oh, my God. You guys are going to have so many snacks. You're going to have so many snacks. All of the snacks.
We have all the snacks and all the chocolate. She loves her chocolate. She loves to eat her chocolate. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get you some Snickers.
A chocolate fountain, Case. A chocolate fountain.
Every Sunday.
Yeah. I love it.
So,
I just want to know, like, what was it like getting to the, obviously finishing the end and winning, and then having that opportunity to split the money? Was there any like side conversation that you had with CT where you guys were going back and forth about like what to do? Cause that's a big decision.
Yeah, it is a big decision. I already knew, you know, when TJ let us know that that was gonna be thing, like, okay, like if I were to win, what would I do? And I knew for me, it, like, I don't have it in me to just take money from, you know, someone like that. I mean, some from everyone else, knowing that they went through all this shit, because I know how it feels, right? To get second place. And that was the most brutal, one of the, like the final in Austria. And it was just, I got second place and got $0. I was like, it's just not a good feeling. And especially the group of people that we had at the end, like we all worked together to get there, and, you know, just a good people. Like, how do I not share the money? You know, how do I not? Now, again, if there was someone that I didn't like and someone that was an asshole to me, I'd be like, you know, everyone else gets this and you get $15, you know? It meant so much to be able to share the money, to be able to share the money.
Well, if you feel like that, I'm here and I love sharing. You missed Hanukkah.
What's your Cash App? I'll send you a nice little.
It's Anissa Ferreira. For anybody else who's listening, who missed my birthday, turned 40, and Hanukkah. I'll even accept Christmas gifts. Thank you very much.
It was the most beautiful thing ever, Case. Like, I mean, like you said, crossing that finish line and being in second and being so close, and then like having that moment, like, fuck, are they, you know, are they going to share? And I, you understand it either way, but like you guys throwing that money to us, I can't even explain the gratitude that we all felt that day, because you know how hard that final was. Like, we slept in a cave with dirty underwear on. Yeah. Like, that never feels good, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I remember even us running through, you know, doing all this stuff, like the missiles and everything. Like, when you are so, like, everyone's just so out of breath, you can't breathe. All you like, you just want to, like, sit down and quit. Like, we were going up that hill at the end, and you were creeping up behind me. It's like, damn, all I want to do right now is just sit down on the ground. You know, all I want to do is just, it's painful. We're in so much pain.
Yeah.
And then to make it to the very end and not get anything, that would be horrible. But I think it's just, that meant a lot to me, that I was like, you know, to be able to have the opportunity to win some money and share it.
The most beautiful.
Like, that feeling, it's crazy. And then, I
love all the sharing stuff. I'm right here. You keep saying sharing, and all I hear is like, so you want me to text you my address? That's all I'm getting from this conversation.
What was it like working with CT and winning with CT? I mean, especially because, you know, all season he was on Sapphire for the most part. Well, you were always on Emerald. So, like, what was it like, you know, having somebody that was always kind of your ally in the corner, but now you get to actually work with him and run a final with this legend?
Yeah, it was really cool, man. I mean, who wouldn't want to be partnered up with CT? Yeah. He's a freaking legend, man. He's just an all-around great player and great competitor and just good at this damn game. And to be able to be partners with him, you know, for us to be partners and not know what we were going to be doing together finishing out this final – it's just like, whatever it's going to be, I know I have a good partner. And it was exciting. And then come to find out, all we had to do as a team was run one last leg. And he had to remember his part. I had to remember my part. Mm-hmm. And just about getting down the hill and not forgetting. So it was cool. It was cool. I mean, the whole thing, like, you know, winning, you know, being a challenge champ, which is weird to say. And I feel uncomfortable saying it.
Oh my God. You know, he's owned it.
I don't know. But then, so winning it, and then, you know, winning it with CT, being able to share the money. And it was just, it just all in all, just a great experience, man.
Yeah.
Such like, I would never forget it. And the people that I was with, and you guys, you know, your freaking family, and you killed it, man. You know, you did. And
thank
it's like,
you.
You know, to not be able to, you know, you're getting second and winning. I mean, losing by seconds. It's just like, I'm so.
Hey, you've been there too, you know, like, and like, think about all the other finals you run. And me too. This was also my third final too. And I'm just curious, like, how do you think this one compared to the other two that you've ran?
This one, fuck, the last two were hard as hell too.
Yeah.
I think Austria was probably the hardest one.
Yeah.
Because
the Austria, cold, maybe?
The cold, the snow, like it just felt like your toes were just going to fall off. And it was just, the most pain that I've ever been in. And to go through all of that for this many dollars was not fun. But I would, you know, they're all different. I mean, you know, finals, it is all hard and they're just all damn hard. And I think it just comes down, honestly, it just mental. You know, everyone's going to be tired. Everyone's going to be gassed. Mm-hmm. Also, you want to have your body prepared, but it's just a lot. But, but it's rewarding, right? It's rewarding. If you can even just to finish and cross the finish line, like, what? I did that? Damn, my body went through that. I wanted to quit this time, this time, this time. And then
when you start seeing colors and shit when you're high up, you're like, I don't know if I'm going to make it up here. Yeah. When it's like, I could fall down and die. Like, there's a possibility. Yeah. There's enough rocks around me. Or a cliff for this to be the end of my life.
Yeah.
But I have a two-part question for you. What was the most brutal part of this final for you? And what the hell happened with your torpedo, square, rectangle, triangle?
Oh my goodness. Okay. So for the first part, you said what was the hardest? Mm-hmm. I would have to say that the run at the end for sure. Yeah. For sure. And then, you know, of course,
because we were dead.
Yeah, we were dead.
We're dead.
And you had no choice. You had to run up a hill and run back down. And it's just like, there's just no chill in between. Yeah. And it was just kind of like do or die thing. So that was the hardest. I mean, and then honestly running down the hill, because I was like, damn, this is exactly how I hurt myself. Mm-hmm. 6 months ago, I just had surgery, whatever. And and then the second part. Okay, well, that's the freaking puzzle. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh, Nelson.
It's a long square. It's a long square.
He said, how about we just make it into a triangle? I said, no, that sign says square, not a triangle, Nelson. And you know what? You got to love Nelson. You Nelson do, is, he's such a workhorse and he just has no quit in him. The one thing that I could say about Nelson is that he's a workhorse and sometimes he just doesn't think before he does certain things. So goes. Even with that sphere thing that we had to push down, we all know, hey, we got to make sure it stays on the path, whatever, you know. Nelson wanted to make up for, you know, the swimming. So he's like, you know, we're going to push this thing. And so he's going, pushes the ball, no one watching it. And there it goes into the damn bush.
Oh no. What was it like getting that out of there? How long did that take you guys?
And then it gets into the bushes, stuck in the rocks. And then, you know, we're not too far off the path. I was like, look, let's push it just from here. And then, you know, get around the path. We might need to go over some boulders and stuff. And he was like, no, what we're going to do is we're going to push it down the hill, even more away from the pathway, because to get it out of the rocks. And then we're going to push it back up. I said, no, this is why we're doing too much work here. We're now going to take it all the way down, then bring it back up.
You almost lost Nani in the process too.
Yes. Yes, exactly. She was under that sphere. And I said,
let me help you up. No,
this is the last time I'm going to see Nani. She got to die from the sphere.
Oh, no. You didn't have to go into elimination. She's about to die.
Oh, no.
Death by sphere.
But Nelson is just, he just has so much heart. And sometimes he just wants to just go. But sometimes you really got to just think and just be like, okay, what would be the best way, the most efficient way to get this up, down, whatever. But that puzzle thing, that puzzle was hard, Tori.
Sometimes you got to take a step back and look at something. I know it sounds like, you know, when you're in the final, you're like, okay, well, I can't take time to, like, step back. Like, sometimes you need to because it saves you a lot of heartache when you're trying to then finagle your way around a bunch of other shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that puzzle, it's funny because I was just, like, watching old seasons of The Challenge in quarantine before this season, and that puzzle is actually on the final that CT did in Iceland. So I'm CT, you've done this puzzle before. I didn't remember what the answer was, but I'm like, I know you know this. And it took him a little bit. And then he was like, oh yeah. So I don't even know if he actually remembered it from that moment, but he's done this puzzle before. I'm pretty sure it's the exact same one.
It took longer than that.
Oh yeah. No.
Like right then there. But that puzzle was it was crazy.
Yeah, it was. I mean, there was a lot of legs at this race that were crazy, but like you said, it was super rewarding, and now you get to walk away as this champ. So, like, do you think, and obviously you're not going to have a target on your back from everybody that you gave money to. Like, come on, how the fuck could any of us not have your back forever?
Yeah, we're going to all have your back, wink, wink.
but what do you think going forward? Like, now when you come back into the game, if you plan on coming back, like, do you have this, like, fear that maybe this is going to put a target on your back?
No, no.
I love that. I love that. No, I really don't.
You know, it's like at the end of the day, it's like I'm no dummy. I know some people will look at it and be like, hey, yeah, you know, we're gonna have to get her out, but we may need to do it indirectly, or but you know, either way, I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, unless it was like people that I, you know, I was working with and all of a sudden they're, you know, backstabbing or whatever, but
right.
Like for other people and they're like, oh, all targets on you. I'm not going to sit here and cry about it. I, you know, it's like, I know what I'm capable of doing. And, mm-hmm. if that's what they want to do, I mean, I guess I respect it. Right. I respect it.
And you would have had a target on your back anyway. Champ title or not, you're a good competitor. That's like the way the game goes. Mm-hmm. You have this great ability to have, you have an awesome political game. So like you have genuine friendships that you create truly. And like, you have a good support behind you, but I think like, fuck it. The crown, I think people already saw you with it anyway. Like,
yeah. And I mean, I would like the challenge. I don't know. I just like to compete. I'm like, look, come at me.
I'm coming. Watch out.
Now a bigger target on me with the, you know, now being in challenge camp with, but I don't know. It doesn't bother me.
But CT with five now, and he didn't even go into elimination. Like,
well, people don't want to see him in elimination. People are silly. No. Like, you don't let CT get to the final. He's going to beat you.
But who's going to take him out?
Me. I'm just kidding. I tried that once and you saw what happened.
Oh, yeah.
It broke my body.
Well, yeah, you have CT winning five times. You know, yeah, he's going to be, you know, a target. But, I mean, he's scared. He knows people aren't going to try and, you know, try and come after him because it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to take him out. So, yeah.
You made it a lot further this season than the other Big Brother Alliance members. I hate even bringing this question up because half of this is my fault. Is your next step to win it with them?
Yes, I would absolutely love that. You know, it's like I've been, you know, Big Brother with Josh and Fessy, and we have, me and Fessy ran it last season together. But yeah, I would love for like, you know, like Big Brother win first and second. How cool would that be?
Yeah.
I would love for Josh to win, you know, I would love for, you know, Fessy to win, and you know, they're my brothers, and you know, I don't make it to the end by myself. We always make it to the end with like a group of people that you really trust and you work with. So, yeah, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm. So what move are you most proud of this season?
I would say sharing money.
Aww, stop. That's so sweet.
I mean, because if you think about it, I mean, you go through the game, there's just so many moving parts, right? There's so many moving pieces, but the bigger meaning and something that's like really touched me is like everyone that's made it to the end, right? Because whatever happens at the beginning, what happens in the middle, it's more so like getting through all that shit to get to the end, to then with, you know, I've built great relationships. Like me and Tori, I've never thought that we'd be like this close.
Yeah.
You know, you grew on me so much this season. I saw a lot and I was like, damn, I really like this girl. And, you know, it's just all about then when you get to the end, then what happens there, you know? And I think just the bonds and everything that happened at the end is having the opportunity to share the money, dude. Like,
yeah. Oh my God. It was the best thing ever. And like, what a great way to end it. Think about all the times people have stolen and crushed dreams. And now you have this like vengeance across seasons from people. And like, this was just the best. This is my absolute favorite season I've ever been a part of, you know, ever.
Yes. No, I agree. And honestly too, it's just like me and Nani got to spent every single day with each other, of course. And then we slept in those little ass bunk beds every night.
Yeah, you know?
And it's just like, just be able to like create those, you know, memories and being able to get to know someone without no distractions of your cell phone or the outside world. And just be able to just have, you know, us and experience this and go through this crazy game with each other. It's a unique like bond and experience that you'll never be able to, go through with anyone else. So I'm just so grateful for that time. And we just learned so much from each other. So it was just such a good, she's such a good human. And she's going to get that win one of these days too.
I
said, you got to get this win.
Damn it. 100% so, capable. She can absolutely do it.
Yeah, she totally can. Now that you've won, what's next? Are we going to take a break? Are we going to go back?
Are we going to do another boxing match?
Yeah. No, I'm thinking about getting back in boxing. I might go, try and go pro or something. I don't know. Shut up.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Really? I respect the sport. No.
I think you
I don't know. I do want to get back into football. I miss playing football. Women's tackle football. I do miss that. Either that or boxing. And then for like a callback, I always tell everyone I don't ever expect a callback. So I don't even plan for going back on the show, mm-hmm. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, I'm not expecting it. And, mm-hmm. But from here, I mean, I don't know. I love to compete. I could be something else. It could be something. I don't know. I don't know exactly what I'm going to be doing, but I know that, I don't know. I'm going to find something to just keep competing in, whether it's like boxing or football. I've always wanted to go back into football and then, start up with that. But if I get a call back, maybe I'll come back. I don't know. It's just all up in the air.
Oh, maybe the big maybe. Yeah. Well, if you don't come back, let me know. Cause I'm not going to go either. I'm not walking in that fucking house without my homies.
Oh, okay. Man.
So let me know.
Yeah. Tori, you might have taken this one on your own, sis.
I'm not doing that. There's too many haters out there. You got to come in stacked. I need artillery.
Right. We need like a powerful yeah. female powerhouse. Listen, we're just going to have to do a lot of training in Mexico.
Yeah.
True.
We got another Mexico trip coming up. Be prepared, guys. It's going to blow up the internet.
The Mexico Alliance.
Okay. So we don't want to keep you any longer than we need to, but we have one final question for you. We ask this question to everybody that comes on the show. So this season is obviously called Spies, Lies, and Allies. Who is the biggest spy, liar, and ally from this season?
Biggest spy, I would have to say, is Big T.
Ooh, I love her.
Big T. Yeah, I love Big T. She's so damn funny. And then the biggest liar. Oh, I would have to say the only one that's popping up. I'm only thinking, I would say the biggest liar, Kyle. Love Kyle. But, and then what was the last spies, lies, and allies? Mm-hmm. Biggest ally? Oh, I wonder who my biggest. Of course, my love, Nani. That's my biggest ally right there. And I'm just so thankful that I was able to, that we were able to do this show together. Because honestly, quick little thing. We weren't supposed to do this season. We both said no, and it happened. Oh, so everything happens for a reason. So I'm glad we were able to do it. And yes.
Yay. Well, I'm happy you guys came on. It made for an incredible season. And now you get to walk away as a fucking challenge champ. You have Nani. And obviously, she didn't get the win this time, but you guys made it so far. And I know that she's so proud of you. So it's beautiful that you have each other.
Yeah.
Is there anywhere that the fans can follow you? How can they support you? Is there anything you want them to know about? Let us know.
I deleted all social media.
Shut up.
I was like,
damn. I said, you said challenge champ, I'm out. Don't follow me. No, Instagram, on there, of course. Me and Nani been talking a lot about, putting more content out there together. So keep a lookout for that. But it's exciting. We're excited for our next chapter and just pushing forward and just living our best lives together. So it'll be fun. But I can't wait to see you guys. You guys are family. I love you guys.
Yay. Thong bikinis for everybody.
Mostly Devin and
Casey twerking. God. That's all I'm looking for. Oh,
the twerk is coming out to Mexico.
Yes. Ankles are going to be clapping.
Ankles. Awesome. Well, Case, thank you so much. Seriously, it means the world that you came on the show. We really love you and congratulations.
I love you guys so much. You guys are awesome.
Congrats, snacks.
Thank you.
Tell Nani we said
hi. Love you, Case.
I will. Yes.
Bye, Case.
Bye.
So, Tori, I know during the final, there's some stuff we did not see. Give me some of those confidential moments.
Well, I'm not going to necessarily say something that happened in the final, but I think it is interesting what happens after it.
Okay, tell
because,
me about it.
You know, you get to this point, you're in this game. We were there for essentially 3 months. Like, it was a really long time that we were there. And as soon as the game ends, you're like, oh shit, like, now what do we do? Like, we're out of Jumanji. We're like out of the board. Where do we go? So this is actually the first time where all of us, most of us, agreed to travel together after, and we all went to Ibiza and had the best time. It was like me, Casey, Nani, Emmanuel came and met up with us. Josh came and met up with us. Nelson was there. It was a crazy time. Berna came. It was a wild time, but we all needed it to decompress and connect with our soul. A lot of meditation occurred, if you know what I mean. So it was a really, really good time. Yeah, it was a good trip. But it is interesting. Like, you know, when you're done a final, you kind of just stop and you're like, well, what do I do now? We go back to our hotel room. We feel kind of like lost. And I think that none of us were really ready to go home because we were like, all right, well, we need to decompress after this experience.
Well, yeah, so, it's weird to come home after, no matter when you come home.
Yeah, it's
but
hard.
Usually when you're out there longer, it's like, so I'm going to just like spend 2 weeks in a hole.
In a hole.
I know I don't like talk to anybody when I get home.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know how to socialize.
It's weird. You definitely, I always like sit on a toilet and I think, oh my God, do I have my mic pack on? Because like you get so used to putting your mic pack on every day. Like, did I shower with my mic pack? Like weird things like that, that are just like reacclimating to the world.
Yeah.
Very strange. But safe to say, it's worth it. We obviously love what we do and we're grateful. And those periods of reacclimation are worth it. So... yes. Yeah, it was an incredible season, and I'm sad it's over, but I'm excited for the reunion.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
You haven't, listen, the last two, you went home number four, really? fifth episode.
Yeah, it was trash.
And you did it.
I did it. I made it far.
Next time, we'll cross together hand in hand, and they're going to have to see whose pinky toe. It's probably going to be your second toe that crosses over first.
Yeah, because it's long. It's
damn
so long.
It. Well, they're like, do you want to split it? Yup. Right down the middle. Right down the crease. All right, Tori, where can people find you and send you love and support and tell you how proud they are of you?
Aw, thanks, Anissa. You guys can find me at Tori_Deal on Instagram. That's where I am. So come through, send me some questions, and be nice to me and my friends. This is a hard game. It's a hard show, and we just want to, you know, have fun and experience it all without dealing with a lot of trolls online. So be nice to my friends. Anissa, where can we follow you and send you love and support?
Anissa MTV, AnneesaMTV on Instagram. That's where I like to roam and receive love and questions and support and all of that other stuff.
Yes. And make sure you guys watch the challenge. We have two more episodes coming up, or we have a reunion coming up, and that's going to be crazy. So listen next Thursday as we go behind the scenes of the challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies.
And join us Fridays as we pull back the curtain on season 2 of the Challenge All-Stars, only on MTV's official Challenge podcast.